love, the force that transports light. In this model of a living cosmos, light also needs an intelligent means of being transported from one point to another. Dr. Rhine's scientific experiments suggest that as soon as we have a thought about someone, or even start thinking about a sample of living biological material, we automatically create a tunnel between our own body and the life that we focus our attention on. Light immediately begins passing through the tunnel. These energetic passageways are not visible to us and have not yet been measured scientifically, but on a theoretical level, they have to be there in order to explain the observations of many different repeatable laboratory experiments. It appears, therefore, that there are two different forces at work in this new model of energetic biology. We have light providing the raw power of vitality, and we have another force that shapes, molds, and directs the light through invisible tunnels. Although it may seem like a strange concept right now, the Law of One refers to the force that shapes, molds, and directs the light, creating tunnels between life forms, as love. In this case, love becomes a very active force that generates invisible, tunnel-like structures, allowing light to be transferred across various distances. Our thoughts create these tunnels. Anytime we have a thought about someone, a tunnel is automatically created in the source field between us and that person, and photons begin passing through it. These photons can then be encoded with the information from our own thoughts, thus creating a practical mechanism for telepathic communication to occur. Love is also the force that makes the DNA phantom itself. This same energy can either hold photons in the shape of the DNA molecule or create a tunnel to send them outside the DNA molecule, even across vast distances. Masculine and feminine archetypes and universal energy. In philosophical terms, these two forces can also be assigned genders. Light being the masculine force that projects outward and provides raw power in the photon, and love being the feminine force that shapes, molds, and directs the light. Psychologically, we need to balance these personality characteristics or archetypes in our own lives in order to be healthy. In the Law of One philosophy, the genders we see in biological life are holographic reflections of the basic structure of energy in the universe. This was explained in Session 92 of the Law of One series. Notice that the source was not willing to reveal the full answer. We needed the opportunity to solve this puzzle ourselves. 92:20. That which reaches may be seen as a male principle. That which awaits the reaching may be seen as a female principle. The richness of the male and female system of polarity is interesting, and we would not comment further, but suggest consideration by the student. In Session 67, Don Elkins summarized his best understanding of what he was being told about the nature of the masculine and feminine archetypes. Don did not understand that male and female, light and love, had other energetic qualities besides the flow of electrical charge from negative to positive. Nonetheless, this statement did reflect some of what Don was being told. 67:28. The father archetype corresponds to the male or positive aspect of electromagnetic energy and is active, creative, and radiant, as is our local sun. The mother archetype corresponds to the female or negative aspect of electromagnetic energy and is receptive or magnetic, as is our earth, as it receives the sun's rays and brings forth life via third density fertility. The masculine and feminine archetypes are extremely important to understand if you want to analyze the symbolism of your dreams and the deeper meaning of the struggles you may be going through. Most men need to develop their feminine side more fully and end up learning to do this through being involved in relationships with women. Most women are attracted to men for the opposite reason, to develop their masculine side. However, it is also possible for a man to be more feminine than masculine, which usually attracts him to women with exaggerated masculine qualities. Sexual attraction often has a subconscious function of drawing us to the people from whom we will learn the most. Meek, passive, self-defeating, and anxiety-prone people will often have irresistible sexual attraction to strong, fearless, dominant, and narcissistic personality types. These relationships can be extremely torturous and miserable if the narcissist refuses to change. Healing and absorbing. Ideally, once we've created a tunnel between ourselves and someone else with our thoughts, the exchange of photons flows in both directions. In cases when we are healing others, we send more photons into the body of the person who needs healing. But when we absorb energy, we are actively pulling photons out of someone's body. As soon as we direct angry thoughts at someone, a tunnel is automatically formed, and we immediately begin trying to pull photons through it. To do this successfully, we have to break the other person down by causing them to feel negative emotions, such as guilt, fear, shame, sadness, anger, disgust, terror, or shock. However, if the person stays in a loving but firm state and refuses to allow him or herself to be bullied while also not indulging in negative emotions, his or her own vital energy will be protected and nothing is lost. This is one of the most important Law of One teachings to master if you want to preserve and protect your vital energy. If we are successful in absorbing energy from someone, if the other person withers in the presence of our anger, then we draw light out of the storehouse of DNA throughout that person's entire body. This provides us with an immediate source of energy. We become more alert and energized, though this is also a cold, thin, and hollow way to restore ourselves, and lacks the richness and complexity that naturally fills us when we feel genuine love. In Law of One terms, absorbing energy from someone else is the negative path, and it guarantees that whatever you take from others will soon be taken from you in a similar fashion. This mechanism is precisely what Dr. Glenn Ryan observed in his DNA experiments. Angry people pulled photons out of the DNA from a human placenta, whereas people feeling love were able to beam additional photons into that same DNA. We have not yet measured these invisible energetic tunnels or seen how our thoughts automatically create them, but the effects of the mechanism have been well documented. Bourlakov's fish egg experiment. Further support for this concept was given by Dr. A.B. Bourlakov, another Russian scientist. In this case, Bourlakov placed growing fish eggs near each other, so photons could pass freely between them. When he put older, more mature eggs in front of younger, newer eggs, the older eggs literally pulled the health right out of the younger eggs. The younger eggs soon developed obvious health problems, including withering, deformities, and even death. Thus, it seemed that the older, stronger eggs were directly absorbing life force out of the younger, weaker eggs, feeding on them for their own survival. This same mechanism can also allow us to transfer health to others as well. When slightly younger eggs were placed near slightly older eggs in Burlakov's experiment, the younger eggs actually sped up in their development and experienced accelerated growth until they reached the same apparent age level as the older eggs. Interestingly, these healing or weakening effects could be totally blocked by putting a pane of glass between the two sealed rooms holding the eggs. This is almost certainly due to the fact that glass blocks ultraviolet light. The glass does not block the microgravitational field in the stronger eggs from pulling photons out of the weaker eggs. The weaker eggs still shed their photons. However, once those photons are released, they bump against the glass, reflect back into the room, and are reabsorbed by other eggs. Therefore, there is no net loss of energy, even as the gravitational force from the stronger eggs continues pulling on the photons of the weaker ones. Healing, a meta-analysis of scientific studies. Dr. Daniel Benor analyzed 191 different controlled scientific studies of spiritual healing, where human beings consciously intended to heal living tissue. Healing was attempted on a wide variety of life forms, including bacteria, algae, plants, insects, and animals, as well as other humans. Quite surprisingly, 64% of these 191 studies showed significant effects, even in cases where other human beings were being healed across substantial distances, such as from New York to Los Angeles. Once again, this implies that as soon as we direct our thoughts and emotions, particularly loving thoughts and emotions, toward a life form, we open a tunnel that allows photons to pass through. This effect is very consistent and has clearly been observed in the majority of all scientific studies of healing. Best of all, in Law of One terms, when you heal someone else, you don't have to give up any of your own biophotons. You can act like a lens of light for universal energy to flow through you. This point was clearly established in Session 66 of the Law of One series. 66.10. The healer does not heal. The crystallized healer is a channel for intelligent energy, which offers an opportunity to an entity that it might heal itself. This is also true of the more conventional healers of your culture. If these healers could but fully realize that they are responsible only for offering the opportunity of healing, and not for the healing, many of these entities would feel an enormous load of misconceived responsibility fall from them. 4.14. It is a further item of interest that those whose life does not equal their work may find some difficulty in absorbing the energy of intelligent infinity. They can thus become quite distorted in such a way as to cause disharmony in themselves and others, and perhaps even find it necessary to cease the healing activity. Law of One quotes on light and love. The Law of One series tells us that light is alive. Photons are the most basic form of life in the universe, and we now have the science to prove it. The DNA phantom, the feminine force of love, is the vortex energy that surrounds and shapes the light. In the Law of One series, we are told that the universe is made of light and love, masculine and feminine, and that love is the force that shapes light. Our entire universe is built by light and love, the two primary manifestations of intelligent infinity after it becomes intelligent energy. The offspring of light and love are matter and biology, all of which is ultimately alive. Here are some key quotes where these connections are revealed. 13.9. Light is the building block of that which is known as matter, the light being intelligent and full of energy. 2.4. The stones are alive. It has not been so understood by the people of your culture. 64.6. Our understanding is that there is no other material except light. 28.5. Question. What causes light to condense into our physical or chemical elements? Answer. It is necessary to consider the enabling function of the focus known as love. This energy is of an ordering nature. 27.13. Love uses light and has the power to direct light. 6.4. The illusion, i.e., your physical universe, is created of light, or, more properly but less understandably, light love. 1.6. You are everything, every being, every emotion, every event, every situation. You are unity. You are infinity. You are love light, light love. You are. This is the Law of One. Remote viewing research and further insights into the negative path. The vortex created by love extends out of us when we direct our attention elsewhere. Light then transmits across this channel. This effect can happen over long distances. In remote viewing research conducted in both China and the United States, a person is trained to intuitively perceive a distant area and make accurate observations. During the time the person is accurately viewing the target, which is inside a room that is otherwise completely dark, photons appear around the target. The photons can surge up to 1,000 times above the normal background level. This seems to be caused by a tunnel that is formed when the person focuses his or her attention on the distant target. Anyone can be trained to become an accurate remote viewer, so all of us have the ability to form these tunnels. These same tunnels can actually become visible to us when we have an out-of-body experience. Many people have reported seeing a silver cord that connects their astral body to their physical body. Whenever we focus our thoughts on another person, we open up a conduit with them through which photons can be exchanged. We can send energy into a person or draw it out of that person through this tunnel. We can also kindle vital energy and fill our DNA with photons by having loving thoughts. In a meditative, inspired, blissful state, we naturally open up many microtunnels that pull new photons into our DNA. This is the scientific explanation behind the placebo effect, where simply believing we will be healed actually creates a healing response. The sociopath, however, has walled out feelings of love seeing them as weakness. As a result, their physical health and attention span suffer, and the only way they can feel alive again is to feed on the energy of others. They attack, shame, humiliate, and take offense, demanding greater and greater sacrifices, apologies, and concessions. They deliberately provoke kind-hearted people into having negative reactions, knowing that one of the greatest sources of energy and vitality they receive is when someone begs them for forgiveness. As we plead for kindness and mercy, we also flood the person we've hurt with a huge surge of our vital energy, in the hope of helping them feel better. However, in the strongest cases, no matter how much energy they take, they still thirst for more. They will never truly be happy until they allow themselves to love. For them, this involves lowering their boundaries and dismantling the incredible defense mechanisms they've built around their sensitive core. They are well aware that if they let themselves feel their emotions, including the powerful pain they've gone through, then others could absorb their vitality, just as they have been doing all along. For them, this is a terrifying thought, as they trust no one. However, in time, they can learn that most people are kind and good-natured and genuinely do not want to hurt or torture them. And then, they can begin receiving the benefits of a loving attitude. Our global adversary, or negative elite, as they are called in the Law of One series, is simply a group of people who are consciously or subconsciously seeking worldly power and prestige in order to feel the energizing influence of millions of people focusing their attention on them. Those on the negative path, such as sociopaths, have so much resistance to loving, accepting, and forgiving others that they usually do not see any other way to acquire the energy they need to stay healthy. They seek public acclaim, adoration, and reverence, and laugh sarcastically at how they are fooling everyone. Thankfully, as we break through the denial and expose the greatest secrets of the negative elite, we also inoculate ourselves against their control and manipulation. Ignorance is required for their plans to succeed. Once a critical mass of people awaken to who they are and what they are doing, their defeat becomes a mathematical certainty.